run like a big boy, you're going to get hit like a big boy.
Welcome back to Vikings Entertainment Network Studios at Winter Park. I'm Mike Wapshaw, but this is Alex Boone. I don't know who's more excited, Vikings fans to have you or you to be here with Vikings fans.
Oh, me for sure. I'm way more excited.
What attracted you to the Minnesota Vikings?
There was a lot of things that brought me here. Number one, the division. You know, I remember growing up, I watched this division a lot, being from Cleveland, and you know, this was the division that was really, they pounded each other, you know, and they had a lot of fun doing it. And to me, this is the ultimate football. You know, this is the best. And, you know, to be on this team right now, I'm really excited, you know, the way, you know, Zimmer's got it going, and it's on the up.
Six seasons with the San Francisco 49ers where you played very well, and so did the 49ers for a lot of years. You played in a lot of big games there. You had some great rivalries with the Seahawks, the Cardinals, and the Rams. You know, we have some good rivalries in the NFC North, too.
I believe it.
Are you excited to enter some of those, especially with the guys just to our east, the Green Bay Packers?
I can't wait. You know, this is football at its finest. And this is, you know, one of the reasons that you come to this division is to play smash-mouth football and have fun with it. So I'm excited. I look forward to it. I hope those games outside are cold because I enjoy the cold weather. I'm kind of upset that we can't play outside for just one more year.
You've played in a lot of big games. Mm-hmm. At Ohio State, you guys won four straight conference championships, two national title games. You played in a Super Bowl with the 49ers. What's it like to play in all those big games?
It's a lot of fun, you know, and I think that, you know, people always say when you get to college, you know, you play in a national championship, it's the biggest game, and then you get to the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl trumps everything because you're out there and it's everybody that's famous is there, and you're like, wow, this is unbelievable, and you're playing against Ray Lewis in his last game, and it was unbelievable, and I really hope that I can bring that and we can get to the Super Bowl here. I mean, I think that this would be the perfect place to win a Super Bowl.
If a fan was to go back and watch some of your games with the 49ers, what are some games that you played really well in?
All of them.
Oh, well, good. That's probably why we signed you.
I'm just kidding. I always played well against Seattle. You know, I think that rivalry really kind of, you know, bolstered it up, and it just, the hate that both teams had on the field for each other was awesome. The Cardinals games were always fun. You know, they were pretty much all the division games, you know, because there was just such a hatred between everybody. It was so much fun to play in.
Are you a physical football player that likes to get after it up front?
I like to think that I am. I've been told by some people on defense that I'm not, but I think they're just jealous.
Okay, well, the numbers would indicate that you are. The Niners, top eight in rushing offense four of the last 5 years. Is that something that you value as an offensive lineman, being able to move the ball on the ground?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you can move someone from point A to point B, you take a lot of respect in that. And, you know, give those running backs a lot of credit. A lot of it was Frank Gore. You know, he was unbelievable. And I see the same running back here, you know, AP. And I'm excited to block for him. And I think that was another big reason why I came here was Adrian Peterson. You know, he's so agile and versatile that it just makes me think Frank Gore all over, and that's really what I wanted to be in.
Talk about some of the coaches here. You mentioned Coach Zimmer already as someone that you look to when you came here, but offensive line coach Tony Sperano is
Tony.
Guy that we have here that you know well because he was a San Francisco last year, and Norv Turner. Talk about the staff.
Great staff. You know, everything, you know, when you're looking at it, it was kind of like, you know, do you want to go here or do you want to go be with these guys? You know, and that's how it was kind of presented to me, and it was funny because the other team I was looking at was down south, and my agent told him, listen, if you guys are all fair and square, he's going to cold weather because that's how he is, and he wants to be in that division. Tony's a great guy. I love him to death. We go back and forth all the time making fun of each other. Norv Turner, his track record speaks for himself. I mean, what else do you have to say? The guy's been coaching, doing a great job of it, and I'm excited about this team. You know, you look at the roster, you look at the coaches, you look at everything. Rick Spielman, the Wilfs, I mean, it's going to be unbelievable.
I see you're sporting the military appreciation sweatshirt there with the Vikings. Is that something that's important to you?
Absolutely. My brother was actually a Marine, so everything military is important to me. You know, I see those guys differently now, you know, since my brother was in Iraq and, you know, being a family member of a guy over there and you never really hear from him, you know, it's unbelievable. And the things that these guys have to deal with all the time, it drives me nuts sometimes the way they get treated, so I'm all about it.
You've had a lot of success everywhere you've gone, and I'm sure free agency was a whirlwind, but now it's over and you're a Viking. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. One step closer to Valhalla, baby.
All right, we like that. Thanks for joining us, man.
Pleasure.